The Black Swan's crew had lashed their ship to Grimjoy before pulling on their disposable gloves, which they wore on every mission to prevent leaving fingerprints. Now they followed their captain aboard. Goraksh accompanied his father because Rajiv grabbed his shirt and propelled him forward. The pistol dangled at the end of Goraksh's arm. He wasn't even sure if the safety had been switched off.
Do you know why I brought you last night, my son?
No.
Because you are 20. Because you are a man. And because the men who work for me wonder why my son hasn't taken his place with me. You're a Sikh. The blood of warriors runs through your veins. I put it there.
Help! Anyone help! This is the Grimjoy! We're being boarded by pirates! Help!
Father, she's calling for help!
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Help! Help! Is anyone out there? These are pirates! Help me!
The cabin before Goraksh was small. A miniature galley and wet bar occupied the area to the left. A bed and shower cubicle occupied the forward and right sections. A man, glassy-eyed in death, lay on the bed and rolled loosely with the pitch of the tethered yacht. He was in his 30s and looked American or European. His artificially blonde hair was short and spiky. He'd been tall and fit, his skin bronzed by the sun. He wore brightly colored swimming trunks and was bare-chested. He'd also been dead long enough that his blood had settled in the lower part of his body. Goraksh had seen such things on television shows, but he'd never seen anything like it in person. The woman held onto the radio microphone as if it were a life preserver. Goraksh shoved the pistol into her face as if he'd been doing it all his life. His finger wasn't even on the trigger.
Get away from the radio!
The woman jerked away. In the tight confines of the ship's cabin, she tripped and fell heavily. As she floundered on the bed next to the dead man, Goraksh didn't know what he was supposed to do next. He glanced back at his father. Rajiv's eyes rounded in surprise. When he swiveled back to look at the woman, Goraksh was stunned to see that she had a small black automatic pistol clasped in her hand. Her knuckle whitened on the trigger. Sparks from the gun barrel singed his shirt. The bullet rushed in a heat streak beside his head, and he doubted that it missed him by more than an inch. Goraksh swung his pistol up at the woman. He'd hurried the shot, and he'd missed, though he barely even noticed because of his fear. Something burned into the side of his neck. He dodged away from it, but he knew he was already too late. He'd been shot. The woman's head jerked violently. Her blood spattered the interior of the cabin and landed warmly on Goraksh's skin. He felt it ooze down his face as the woman fell over the dead man. For a moment, Goraksh's knees wouldn't hold him. He thought he was going to fall. He tried to take a breath and couldn't. He wondered if he'd been shot in the throat. It would have been horrible to drown in his own blood. Then his father was there. Rajiv slipped an arm under his shoulder and kept Goraksh on his feet. His father turned his head gently with the heated barrel of the .357 Magnum and surveyed the wound in his neck.
Am I going to die, father?
Not today, my son. But I thought I had seen her kill you.
Goraksh sat in one of the upholstered chairs on the yacht's deck and watched his father's crew take the Grimjoy apart. They popped panels off the yacht and searched everywhere for hiding places. So far, they'd found a cache of money and a few weapons. There wasn't much of either. Whoever the yacht's owner had been, he'd known that if the vessel was searched, those things would probably have been found. A few of the pirate crew had come over to congratulate Goraksh on killing the woman who'd almost killed him, but he didn't know what to say. All he could do was sit quietly and try not to get sick thinking about it. Her face kept appearing in his mind, seized with panic until her head exploded. Now that shock had worn off and his adrenaline had subsided, Goraksh felt the pain of his wound. His father had insisted on dressing it himself and had told him to keep pressure on it. The wound still bled, though. His fingers came away stained with his blood. There was a lot of blood on his shirt, too. He was convinced he should have been in a hospital, and he wasn't at all certain he wasn't going to die.
Rajiv! Rajiv! Come see what I have found!
Instantly, the crew swarmed the deck towards Makan. He was one of the newer crew members, young and greedy. Goraksh had to lean back in order to keep from getting bumped and jostled. He peered around Karam and spotted the pillow pack filled with a dirty brown substance. Rajiv pushed to the front of his men and took the package. He slit a small hole in it with his knife, then dipped a finger inside. His finger came out coated with the substance. He smelled it, but didn't put it into his mouth.
Opium. How much have you found, Markham?
A lot, Rajiv. Maybe enough to make us all rich men.
Where did you find it?
In a blister glued to the hull of the ship. There's another on the other side.
Good. Let's get it out of there and onto the Black Swan.
Goraksh knew about blisters. They were called that because they were fiberglass hulls designed to look like part of a speedboat or yacht. Smugglers used them to avoid cursory searches by law enforcement personnel. Unwilling to be trampled by the men as they hurried to get their new cargo aboard, Goraksh relinquished his seat. With nowhere else to go, he went down into the cabin. There, in the darkness, listening to the men as they offloaded the packages, Goraksh stared at the dead woman. The bedding had turned dark with her blood. She'd been brain dead from the instant his father's bullet had hit her, but her heart had continued pumping until nearly all her blood had emptied. The man had died from a different cause. Rajiv had declared the man dead from a drug overdose. He'd had a pipe in his hand that had burned into his flesh. Goraksh supposed that had been the impetus to get them started looking for illegal cargo, and not just taking what they wanted from the yacht. There were always ship owners running opium out of India.
What are you doing down here?
I had to get out of the way.
If you came down here to mourn the woman who shot you, then you're a fool.
I didn't.
Then take her rings and jewelry. I had the men leave them for you. You earned them for facing the woman. If you feel like walking, then you feel like thieving. If you wait too long, the body will become stiff, and you'll have to cut off her fingers to claim them.
Without a word, Goraksh turned to commit himself to the task. He knew it would be hours before rigor mortis set in, and her flesh was drained of blood, which would thin her too. But he didn't want his father hovering over him while he did the horrible deed. The woman had only a few pieces of jewelry, but they all looked expensive. Evidently, the man beside her had been both wealthy and generous. Goraksh stuffed the rings, bracelet, and necklace into his pocket. He looked down at the bed filled with death and wondered if that was how his life was going to end, too.
Everyone! Someone approaches!
Goraksh's wound throbbed as he ran up the stairs. The ship's crew crowded the railing on the starboard side. Most of them pointed at something in the distance. A ship rolled out on the ocean as it rode the waves. When it started down the backside of one, the blue, gold, and white Indian Coast Guard flag on the stern was revealed.
Have we got all the opium?
Yes, Master Rajiv.
Then get aboard our ship. Quickly! Goraksh, move!